Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Big event happening this weekend. It's Provocation Ideas Festival in Stratford and it's City of Dreamers. Joining us on the phone line with all the details and a special kickoff of this Thursday, Mark Rosenfeld is on the phone line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Jamie.
Mark, it's great to have you on and it's great to see this back once again. This is the Provocation Ideas Festival for City of Stratford. Tell us about this festival for folks maybe not familiar with it. It happens both in Stratford and Toronto, but what's it all about?
That's right. We began in Toronto in 2022, 2 years ago, and then expanded in Stratford last year. Each year we organize themes, and last year was the Promise and Perils of Technology, AI being the focus, because that was obviously a concern then. The festival itself is designed to be a community-focused, spirited exploration of ideas, perspectives, perception through various means, through lively discussion, challenging performances, thoughtful debates, artistic and community creations. And the intention also is to focus on new ways of thinking about urgent issues that affect us all. And that can range from economic development to urban development to healthcare to the state of Canadian democracy to Indigenous settler relations and inequality and conflict understanding and resolution. And so I was mentioning the ideas are explored through debates and storytelling, interactive art and audio installations, photography, film, dance. And the aim of the festival is to present a diversity of perspectives and concerns, to hear and to be heard and to promote respectful but difficult conversations and confront difficult truths. And the object is not only to look at what is, but what could be. So we invite all of those that are participating in the variety of events that we have to challenge their perceptions of themselves and the world they live in. Jamie, I was mentioning that each year it's thematic, and for this year in Stratford and for the next 3 years, the theme is City of Dreamers. And we chose City of Dreamers because we wanted to look at the way in which the dreams and aspirations of people in the region changed over time, going way back to the Indigenous presence and looking at now and in the future. And so we also wanted to celebrate Stratford's spirit of innovation and reinvention and to invite the community to share stories, to engage in thoughtful discussions and explore the city in various ways through culinary experiences, through art, through choreography, the voices of our children, and witness how the dreamers have shaped Stratford yesterday, today, and how they might shape tomorrow.
It sounds absolutely fascinating and quite engaging. So you have a kickoff planned for this Thursday. That's tomorrow, sort of the City of Dreamers, but it's going to be River of Dreams, if you will.
So the River of Dreams is an event that it's under the City of Dreamers theme. And so what we're working with artists, and we're also working with Our Story, which is a new gallery. And so about 15 artists are going to be involved in envisioning the Avon River as both a uniting force and a dividing force. Geographically, it divides the city, and also to explore dreams and dreaming through their work. So on Thursday, there's a media event, but anybody can come and interact with the artists and talk with the artists that will be there to talk about what they plan to do. And then there will be an exhibit from November 1st to 29th at Our Story. The opening exhibit will be on November 1st. And all the works will be mounted at that time. And there really is a variety of work that they're going to be producing. Now, there'll be painting, there'll be photography, there'll be performance art, fiber arts, jewelry, ceramics, sculpture, mixed media, and everything. So it's going to be a really interesting way of the way artists and the local artists and artists of the region explore the Avon River and what it actually means, and also explore the idea of dreaming.
All right, so that is tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock along the Avon River opposite the Veterans Drive Parkland. Can we spotlight the events for Friday, Saturday, particularly on a ballet?
Sure. So it's called Neural Ballet Redux. Last year we did a ballet and AI-generated imagery called Neural Ballet. So this is the next phase of it, and we're partnering with Gallery Stratford and Ontario Culture Days to have two performances, one on Friday at Gallery Stratford at 7 and one on Saturday at noon. also at Gallery Stratford. And so it's an intimate neoclassical ballet merging live dance, which has been developed by award-winning Irene Lehrman, who studied at the ballet in Russia at the St. Petersburg Mariinsky Ballet and then became a principal dancer at the Atlantic Ballet in Canada. And she's developed with other professional ballet artists six or seven pieces, and in the background will be AI-generated imagery developed by Robin Brian Kelm, who works with AI and is a digital artist as well. So it will be immersive, both those performances, and then will be a discussion of what does this actually mean for the arts when you combine live performance and AI-generated imagery. So it will be interesting, and it will be involving its pay what you can. Most of the events that we hold are either free or pay what you can. And so there's a few ticketed events that will be taking place. But this Friday and Saturday, it's a pay what you can event.
Oh, very good. Can we spotlight some of the other events happening? You've got so much involved with the Provocation Ideas Festival.
Sure, sure. So we partner with CBC Ideas. And so on November 28th, there's going to be at the Stratford City Hall, the auditorium, Nella Ayed, who's the host of CBC Ideas, in conversation with leading visionaries in urban design, Jay Pitter, who is an award-winning placemaker, Greg Lindsay, who's an urban futurist, and Robin Mazumder, who is an environmental neuroscientist, who's actually at the University of Waterloo, in Kitchener-Waterloo now. And so essentially they're going to look at what could a future city be like? What do we want for a future city? And what are the possibilities that combine both the physical setting and then the cultural setting and the emotional setting and how we can bring communities together? So that'll take place on the 28th. We're also going to have a community-based discussion, which is the date hasn't been confirmed, but it's likely going to be November 30th, reimagining Stratford and designing a city of the future. And of course, it's really topical because there's the old Grand Trunk Building, which is the focus of all kinds of community and city hall discussion about what this huge area in the city is going to look like for the future. So the question is, how can we have a community really generated development that addresses issues that people really want to address, such as affordable housing, about elder care, about, you know, the cultural vibrancy of the city, and what could this huge area eventually become, which is going to most likely shape and reshape the city itself. So that'll be taking place likely on November 30th. We're also going to have an event on November 30th in the evening called Storied Stratford, and that'll be an evening performances by local actors and others of stories, vignettes, plays, that where Stratford is the center, where Stratford figures in the background. So, for example, Kelly McIntosh, who developed the play, who's also now the head of the Stratford Museum, developed a play called Ladies of CNR, and she's going to perform an excerpt of that at the Story Stratford event. And then we're going to have Rosie Backstage, which is a children's book that will be performed by Sheila McCarthy. There's going to be another reading of a mystery that's set in Stratford, and then probably a James Ring story, The Bully, which is also set in Stratford. So it'll be looking at how Stratford figures in the arts itself.
Wow, lots to enjoy and lots to discuss, and talk about being interactive. It sounds absolutely fascinating. So it's events for October and November, we should say, but it is sort of kicking off this weekend, and it kicks off on Thursday. Mark Rosenfeld with Provocation Ideas Festival, City of Stratford, City of Dreamers, and sounds great. And I like how it's both Toronto and Stratford. That's an interesting partnership right there.
Yeah, it is. The themes in Toronto are usually somewhat different, but last year we had a similar theme, but in Toronto we do different themes, and the Toronto events took place in May and June, but the focus there was stories defining who we are and what we want to become.
Exactly.
We had a series of events looking at that, and we also partnered with the Toronto International Festival of Authors for their Motive Festival, which is crime writing, and had a series of discussions about crime and justice and public perceptions of true crime and why we're so attracted to it.
All right, Mark. Well, we wish you nothing but great success with this. Is there a website folks can go? It's a lot of information here, lots happening. Where's the website?
So it's provocation.ca, and then just go to the tab, events, and then go down and say 2024 at Stratford Events. We have the first event, the ballet, up now, and we're going to be updating the other events over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, lots more to come. Provocation Ideas Festival, City of Dreamers with City of Stratford. Mark Rosenfeld with all of the details. Mark, thank you so much for this, and we wish you great success with this.
Thank you very much, and